I got friends that are retired at age 50. And to be honest, you know, I'm not retired, but I'm not working to the level that I used to work at. I used to be, you know, going gangbusters. Now I play a lot more golf. I travel a lot more and that sort of thing, because I think I've made good financial decisions over my lifetime. You can't make good financial decisions at the end of your life. It's when you start out that you have to start making them. There are also student subscriptions to the Wall Street Journal. Very, very good newspaper. And today, it's much better than it was when I was a young person, as you are, as you all are, I guess. But now it covers more world matters and other things going on in the U.S. that are not totally financial. But it's got a lot of good financial information, help you with investments and so on. You cannot read this every day and make bad financial decisions. It's not possible. But you can make tons of financial decisions that are idiotic and lose your butt. The New York Times, if you have clients that are overseas, or which you guys probably do, I don't know that you're calling them, but you certainly got a lot of them, knowing what's going on in the world, and that includes the United States, the New York Times is probably the best thing there is. Reading those kinds of things, fantastic. I go back to the USA Today because I like the way they produce materials for the visuals of it. So you start reading this, you just start getting a better sense of how I could create sales documents, newsletters, and things like that, because the USA Today is the single largest selling newspaper on the planet. So let's read it and let's learn from it. I did a program for a company, and we went to the Bahamas, and they took their whole company down to the Bahamas, and I was the entertainment, or whatever you want to call it, for, you know, a week we're down there, and they stuck me in like after lunch every day, you know, like I had an hour, which is the hardest time to give a presentation, because most folks want to take a little nap. Now in this case, we got people napping all day, all morning long here, but anyhow, I come to find out that there was one gal in the company that sold $16 million worth of stuff, and the whole company sold $40 million, so she was almost responsible for half of the company's sales. And I never known anybody that had 16 million in sales. I knew a few guys that had like 10 million in sales, but I've never known anybody that had 16 million. So I wanted to meet this gal and talk to her and just, you know, find out what she did, you know, that made her capable of doing that. And so, you know, but I don't want to do this big brain drain thing, you know. So, and we sat at a round table. So, you know, it was just, I got at her table, and in the process of it, I got to ask her about, you know, what she said. What she would tell me that was made her so effective. She wasn't the most attractive gal, nor did I think she was the brightest gal ever. But she said to me something that lasted a long time that's in this right here, and that is, well, one thing is, I always try to do two things at a time. And if I could do three at the same time, or do them half as often, she goes, I'm kind of obsessed with that. And so let me just give you some examples of how I implemented what she told me. I used to go to the barber, and I used to get my hair cut. And about every two weeks or so, I'd have to go to the barber. And it took me, like, I don't know, let's say, you know, I don't know, let's say 20 minutes to drive there. And then I had to wait, you know, sometimes 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes. And then I'd get my hair cut. And then, you know, that'd be another, I don't know, 10 minutes or 15 minutes or maybe 5 minutes, I don't know. As time went on, it was less and less time. And then I thought, you know, well, hey, I don't have it here. You know, so what the heck? I might as well not do that. So I bought a little shears thing, you know, with the little plastic things that snap on air, and I started doing my own hair. So I saved, like, you know, an hour every 2 weeks. Thought, man, that's pretty cool, you know. And then I've always read a lot of newspapers, but I used to run. And so I'd be running, and I used to run, you know, it was about an hour. And I used to run outside, which I'd just go out my front door, and I'd run for an hour, and be back, and go in the house. But every year I would fall, once a year. I would fall. I never got hurt falling, but as I was getting older, I started thinking, you know, man, if I fall, you know, the next time I fall, I bet I'm going to break something. So then I got a gym membership, and I started running on a track. I never fell on a track. So, you know, I thought, but then I started thinking, when I was thinking about her, I started thinking about, well, you know, I got to drive over to the gym. It's a half hour, then I got to change. You know, it's 15 minutes. Then I got to do my exercise. Then I got to change again, take a shower again. You know, I started thinking all this time. And, you know, I spent a lot of time reading newspapers. So then I thought, wow, how about if I combined reading newspapers with working out? So I bought an elliptical machine, put it in my basement, and set up a little bracket so I could put newspapers in front of the elliptical machine. And I also have a stationary bike, which is much easier to read a newspaper on a stationary bike. But elliptical machine is more efficient in terms of getting exercise. But these are just some ways that I did. So I combined reading newspapers with working out. I saved an hour and a half a day. That's a huge amount of time, you know, that I could focus more on things that are a priority. If I pick up an hour and a half a day, put it in priority stuff, that's going to be great. So that's kind of some things I did. So that's what that gal told me, and that's why that's here. Find ways to do at least two things at once, or do them half as often, and so on. Okay, let us continue now over to page 28, developing empathy.